Today, members of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division paid their last respects to Specialist Joel Bertoli. He's one of the latest American soldiers killed in Iraq. An explosion killed him on Friday as he drove his Humvee into the city of Fallujah. Joel Bertoli was 20 years old, a native of Missouri, and the father of a 10-month-old son. Today, his comrades gathered on a dusty soccer field west of Baghdad. NPR's Eric Westervelt sent us the sounds of that memorial service, starting with the words of Specialist Bertoli's friend, Bruce Breck.
As soldiers, we expect and accept the fact that in a time of war, we will be asked to place our lives on the line and defend what we believe in, not only for ourselves, but for our families and those that cannot do it themselves. Bert believed that, and although he desperately wanted to go home to his son, he believed in some small way he was making a difference by being here so that 18 years from now, his son would not have to be. We have had many conversations about family and shared many stories about life. He was a young man full of promise and looking forward to the world that fatherhood had brought him. The Army lost a good soldier. The world lost a good man. His son lost a great father. And I lost a good friend. He will truly be missed.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
I know that you have heavy hearts, but we still have a mission before us, and with God's help, we will see it through to completion. So bring it on. Let the lightning flash. Let the thunder roll. Let the storm winds blow. Bring it on. For by the grace of God, we will renew our strength. We will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. And we will walk and not faint.
Brett, here, First Sergeant.
Perkins,
here, First Sergeant.
Bertoli, Specialist Bertoli, Specialist Joel Bertoli.
The sounds of friends and colleagues in Habaniya, Iraq today, remembering 20-year-old Army Specialist Joel Bertoli. He was killed on Friday.